As food distribution lines continue to grow by the week, communities across the country are working with their neighbors to support one another. Here in Newark, New Jersey, Clinton Hill is one of those neighborhoods. At the onset of the pandemic, while traditional food pantries were closed, the Clinton Hill COVID-19 Community Action Team would come together and work in partnership to organize immediate relief efforts for residents who live in Clinton Hill. According to New Jersey's Public Health Data Resource, an estimated 100,000 people in Essex County live in food insecure households. From June 2020 until August 2020, 9 Clinton Hill residents took the lead in distributing food to other Newark residents on their block. The COVID team and local partners created a system to distribute groceries to pantry hosts. Newark residents, Mr. Eileen Muslim led the pantry on West Runyon Street, and Keisha Ingram serves as the community organizer for Clinton Hill Community Action.
When the food pantry came up, I was ecstatic. I couldn't believe that I had another opportunity to assist in this community. So as the food pantry came into play, it was such joy to see the people come get the food and have conversation and just to talk about their personal lives.
I was the driver where I pick up the food every morning from Mary P. Thomas School, and we load the van, deliver it to them. And when I first learned that how we was going to do it, I didn't know exactly, but once it started, I loved every bit of it. After like the third week, I was like real, real excited because they were happy to see me. When they saw the van pull up, they was like, here she come, they come running. And I loved that.
Coordinated by Clinton Hill Community Action and Greater Newark List, the Clinton Hill COVID-19 Coalition consists of nearly 30 members of residents and local organizations. Through the Care and Share Block Pantry Project, essential PPE supplies, non-perishable foods, and fresh vegetables were provided to over 200 families every week. While food security remains an extreme challenge many communities face, we can learn from the collaboration of the Clinton Hill COVID-19 Action Team. They came together and worked with as many partners as possible to meet the needs of their community. Ms. Ishan Ali leveraged the pantry as an opportunity to educate her neighbors on different types of fruits and vegetables and how to prepare them.
One of the things, concern of mine that really the pantry helped me with was our nutrition for our children, because you know the obesity and diabetes rate with our children is relatively high. So with the fresh fruits and vegetables, like the older people that were there with me, we would actually tell the younger people or the moms, even dads, you know, how to make certain things and what certain vegetables were. And I don't mean that negatively. It's just that the pantry enabled us to feed the community more healthy.
Head and Terrace's block pantry host, Nia Blade Otu, turned his weekly food distribution into a family affair with his wife and children.
I had my sons. I have two sons. I had them help me because I think it's important for them to see not just people talk about doing things in the community, but actually doing it themselves.
Nikita Valerio's 2019 viral post on Facebook says, "Shouting self-care at people who actually need community care is how we fail people. Thank you to the residents and local partners in Clinton Hill for creating your own blueprint and legacy through community care."
What I learned is that there are a lot of people with food insecurities, and the thing about it is people are just scraping to get by. It's really eye-opening because me, I have a car, so I can go to whatever place that I want to shop, but a lot of people, they're not that fortunate. I was just happy to help in some way.
I'm Britt Harley, WBGO News.